through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morning, Tim. How
are
you?
Kia ora koutou. Good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm very well.
I missed the chat with Angela.
You did. We've been talking Comedy Fest all morning with Angela, and I'm sure we'll be hearing more about Comedy Fest shortly.
What did she tell you?
She's...
Let's relive it for people who heard it. Make terrible radio together.
She's been working on a cool show, and you can go and see it from the 11th of May.
Oh, nice.
She described Comedy Fest as being like exam week, but for comedians.
Shit, that's the right metaphor, actually. That is correct.
Hey, how are you, Tim?
Good. Let's explore the world of media, shall we?
Let's do it. Let's
take
dive straight
my
in.
Hand. So locally, Discovery has announced that they're going to be doing some restructuring at 3, which is to be expected, and that's about the extent of what we know right now. But dozens of staff are expected to be impacted, according to reporting by Stuff. And a Discovery spokesperson said, "Our people are our priority as we undergo this period of change. The skills, structure and capabilities needed to achieve our goal are all being determined currently."
Oh, that sounds a bit ominous.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, 3's a pretty lean operation already, so it'll be interesting to see what they can do.
Didn't they just have a big restructure kind of pre-pandemic or just early pandemic? Or maybe
Yeah, they did. They did have a big slim down. And they went through a bunch of moves to prepare themselves for sale
and make
themselves more attractive. So they fired a bunch of people in that process, if memory serves.
That sounds stressful for people.
Yes. Yep. So that's going to be an interesting one. But Discovery is kind of rolling the operations of 3 and HGTV and Choice TV, which they now own all three of them, into like a thing that can be run by as few people as possible, I'm assuming, to maximise profitability.
I see.
So we'll see how many jobs that costs. Now, our next story, I've enlisted the help of Rob Bollocks.
It's a crossover episode. I like this.
It's madness. I'm far from an expert, but I've been trying to read up as much as I can about the European Super League, because this seems like an absolutely hilarious story in global media.
It was a joke from start to finish, to be honest.
So, Rob, let's take it from the beginning. I'll try and sketch out what I think's happened, and you tell me where I've got it wrong or missed a bit.
So I'll just punch you. I won't say anything. I'll just punch you.
Hit me off here, and you'll hear my voice squeak a bit, and you'll know that I've got something wrong. So the bosses at 12 of the biggest football clubs, including the Big Six in Britain, Man U, Chelsea, Arsenal, Liverpool, etc.
I didn't say Tottenham now.
I didn't say Tottenham because you just told me they were actually quite shit, even though you support them. Yeah. Lifelong fan. Left them out. They were proposing to announced that they were going to create a new league called the European Super League, and it was going to be a closed shop style of tournament that follows like how the NBA do it, where they lock in all the teams, which creates a very sort of boring and repetitive method of doing football versus the incredible come from behind stories and underdog tales.
Actually
that
winning. Exactly.
A story and teams,
and you've got teams like Leicester and that can be in Europe, but that just wouldn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Can I just interject for a second here, knowing pretty much nothing about football?
Yes.
All I've seen about this is just bad news.
Okay, so we've got these established leagues.
Yep. I've kind of got that much. So there's leagues that already exist.
This new proposed league would basically blow them up.
It would be instead of the Champions League. You'd still have like the Premiership.
Yeah.
But instead of the Champions League, which teams have to qualify for, you'd get the Super League. So there would have been 15 teams altogether, the other three teams.
God, it sounds like a bad Marvel spin-off, eh?
The thing that has riled people up the most is that it has the appearance of the most naked cash grab of all time.
Okay.
Like, literally, JP Morgan were financing it to the tune of £3.5 billion, which all of the clubs that agreed to participate would get a share in. And because of COVID, these clubs have been so financially affected in the last year and a half that a lot of their books are severely in the red, and so they're getting quite desperate.
This has actually been talked about. This league has been talked about for years, and it is because of COVID it's come into being.
Okay.
They said they wanted more more say in the Champions League, which basically meant we want more money.
And they being the owners of these, billionaire owners of the clubs.
And a lot of the club owners are actually American, so they're used to that sort of like franchise system, and they couldn't believe the backlash they got.
So you're getting a kind of culture clash going on
insane. Like it drew in every fan from like Fairweather to tattoo dyed in the wall.
Even Balloonhead Boris got involved.
Boris Johnson had to make comments on this, like of lightly denouncing it, right? Because it looked like it was going to go ahead until a few days ago, and the teams have been slowly backing their way out.
Yeah, by Friday it was all over.
Who still remains?
Like Barcelona and Real Madrid,
and they're trying to keep them
and
on
they've
the hook.
Just said, "Oh look, all you other clubs are signed for this. You've got to do it." And they're all going, "No, we're not."
Yeah, so there's no way it seems like it could go ahead now. But like over the course of 4 days, this thing went from announced to like universally reviled to having to back away from it. And no one's ever seen anything like it. I mean, it's British football.
For me personally, it's been embarrassing enough being a Tottenham supporter this year. But to have that happen as well, it was just, oh, I don't need this shit.
It's too much.
Horrible.
It's too much.
It is kind of a nice reminder though that like, especially with the British, when you try and insert money into places where it shouldn't be,
we will not have it
immediately. Like it still does get this big response.
It was quite funny when Prince Philip died, they stopped a lot of Coronation Street in Emmerdale, and the public were in arms about it. Like, how dare you? Priorities, you know what I mean?
You can do whatever you want, but don't stop Coro.
Exactly.
So hang on, it's dead in the water now. It's not happening.
I think, to be honest with you, I think it will happen in the future.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be a bit changed from what was proposed
this time around. They're responding to a bunch of stuff. Like obviously, I mentioned the financial situation because of COVID, but with the new generation of fans, the sort of millennials and Gen Zs, they were sort of referencing how much like FIFA, the video game, these people play, and that they're like creating these custom matchups, which they were sort of treating the game series as like simulations. They're like, well, we can make this happen in real life
and sell
like digital subscriptions for them to see these types of games play out in real life. And everyone was like, they're not Barbie dolls. You can't make them kiss just because you're holding both teams.
The dollies kiss.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Wow, I can't get that image out of my head now. Thanks, man.
Thank you both very much for that, because I have just kind of given up on trying to get what's going on because it seems to change every 5 minutes.
All about that. It's all about the Reddits.
Yeah, short version, money tried to weasel its way into football and it didn't work.
No, we're not having that.
Excellent. Well, what else is happening in the media? Anything else going on in the big bad world?
That's all I bloody know today.
Well, that's a good bloody no, I have to say. Thank you very much. I enjoyed this crossover episode.
It was fun, eh?
Of Media Bat / Mind Trench today.
I can see something happening in a bigger picture here, actually.
The bigger picture of football.
Speaking of Timbat Associated Products, my comedy festival show kicks off on the 11th as well, so you can see that at the basement. Timbat.co.nz will get you some tickets. It's called Classy Warfare. I'm trying to get us all together to.
How's it going? How's the prep going for that one?
Landlords. Hey?
How's the prep going for it? You good?
Oh, just great. Just flawless.
Excellent.
Perfect.
Well, thank you very much, Timbat.
Bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.